Aloha. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's now twilight time here at Tiki Gardens, and again, it's time for torch lighting. So all of you folks in the various shops, if you'd care to join with us in our ceremony, if you'll kindly step out into the little garden, we're about to begin. Now, the peacocks have come over. They're perched atop the various buildings. You can hear them in the background. So to get you in the mood for your trip to the South Sea Islands, here's Ernie playing for you a medley of beautiful Hawaiian tunes on the Wurlitzer. And here's Ernie.
I'm Tara Darabji. I'm the outreach director with Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment. And we're the watchdog group for the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. It's one of the primary design labs for nuclear weapons in the world.
Your best vantage point to witness our ceremony will be on the dock facing this broadcast booth. All the activity takes place right in the center of the garden facing the broadcast booth.
This is a company town.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. We're broadcasting live direct from beautiful, exotic Tiki Gardens right here from the heart of the gardens. From our broadcast booth, here's Ernie Shreves on the Wurlitzer, bringing you a beautiful medley of Hawaiian tunes. We're bringing you torch lighting. We do this each evening at twilight. So we extend to you a most cordial invitation to join with us just as the sun goes down, right here in beautiful exotic Tiki Gardens, when we bring you the ceremony of the lighting of the torches. Aloha.
This is a company town.
Nearly 1,500 miles of canals, conduits, and tunnels. More than 300 pumping plants to carry water to the valley. Parallel to the CBP system is the California State Water Project, carrying its own water through the San Joaquin Valley and to Southern California. The CBP serves more than 300 water districts, cities, and power agencies. Water and power sales pay all of the annual operating, maintenance, and replacement costs of the project. Project users will also repay 85% of the capital construction cost. The other 15% is credited to flood control and other benefits to the general public.
As in 1944.
So it was an unusual environment. fishery was supposedly phenomenal. For years and years, that was where they got the turtles for terrapin soup. And the native cultures, of course, found it abundant. They had everything they wanted. They had the tule, they had the food. Early explorers talked about going in there and seeing whole clutches of 30 to 40 grizzly bears. Grizzlies were a lowland animal, not a mountain animal. And they tend to live around waterways. And fish were absolutely vital to their diets. And this is a place where they could go. But you also had the ruminants, you had the pronghorn, you had the elk. There were simply uncountable waterfowl there. And later commercial hunters, white hunters, went in there with 10-gauge shotguns, and they used to claim all they had to do was point the gun above their head and pull the trigger. Didn't have to aim. Was that it was going to really stimulate all kinds of growth in the area. And of course, it has suddenly begun to do that up towards the center of the state. But I was always struck because it opened up what was, for most of us, the most mysterious, the most remote area of the valley. It's the area where Joaquin Murrieta used to hide when they were after him. And I was struck because I, having been raised in Kern County, surrounded by agriculture, I had never seen what the valley looked like before agriculture. And when that west side opened up, completely opened, you know, all of a sudden you realize you had hundreds of miles of desert. It suddenly made me realize where I had been raised all these years. It never dawned on me that we were in a desert because of the way transported water has altered it. And I think a lot of people began to see California in a different light because they could look to their right and they could see agribusiness, and they could look to their left and they could see petroleum, and then all of a sudden they looked to their right and they begin to see nothing, and then they look to their left and they would see nothing. But they were seeing a California that had been lost to history in many ways because of the way I-5 was developed. And this is, I think, is why a lot of people didn't like it, because that wasn't the California of their dreams. They wanted beaches and they wanted Yosemite. And the real California is this remarkable arid state that, with all these extraordinary riches and all these paradoxes, like Tulare Lake, the huge lake in the midst of a desert.
Not the cure-all. Okay, it doesn't work. Cement will hold oil in, but oil, like water, will find its way out.
Thank you. Roadhog.
Beautiful luster cream girl. Dream girl, dream girl. Beautiful luster cream girl.
Cost the same today as in 1944.
Beautiful luster cream girl.
This is a company town.
Trees are bare, the grass is brown and flowers down, but I don't seem to care, 'cause even though my toes get tight when I walk to the store, I know there's heat for my poor feet, and cold means even more.
Ever notice how fresh and clean and wonderful cold can be when you're going home? Chromalox creates the kind of warm that helps you love cold. It's a smooth, quiet, toasty warm that brings the season to life.
You're a friend of mine.
falling down.
And it's good to see you hanging round my door.
If you've never in your life been told before,
most of us at one time have been cold before. All the frozen moments that we've known.
I'm going home,
I'm going home. And it's good to see you hanging round my door.
If you've never in your life been told before,
most of us at one time have been cold before. All the frozen moments that we've known.
I'm going home,
I'm going home.
Of all of the pollution in Beaumont and in Corpus Christi or Baytown or Texas City is coming from the mobile ExxonMobil refinery. They are at the top 10% of the worst environmental pollutants in the United States of America.
Oil's been around for centuries, sure, floating in springs, in lakes and the streams. Indians used it for a medicine cure, but never in the wildest of dreams did anyone think that black sticky stuff, always in short supply, would ever have power enough to gush its way to the sky.
When
drill cut through the soil.
The grass grows tall, and good smells fill the land. And even though I sneeze a lot, I really shouldn't care. I'll just decide to go inside to where there's cleaner air.
Spring, rain, cool days and warm days. Days that, once in a while, still drive you indoors to the comfort of Chromalox. Heating, cooling, cleaning the air. Chromalox devotes its products to making it a happier spring.
Sacramento, I'm Jeffrey Callison. Water is one of the toughest political issues in California. The stakes are high and consensus is hard to reach. We'll listen to all sides today on Insight. California's water agencies recently released a plan for meeting the state's future water needs. Thank you.
Richard Hudnut of Fifth Avenue brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. It's Sunday night and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you by Richard Hudnut, makers of scientific hair preparation. Tonight, our guest is the number one singing star, Rosemary Clooney. And now, celebrating Edgar Bergen Day in Decatur, Michigan, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
By the fireside with you. And now we leave this land of enchantment, intrigue, and mystery, hoping someday to return to this paradise, to walk again amongst the giant tiki gods, who stand majestically guarding the secrets of the past. We say aloha.